This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
For another hour and another edition of Auto World. In this hour of the broadcast, we're going to be shining the spotlight on the 2015 Ford F-150 with a very special guest. They call her the Queen of Innovation within the confines of the Ford Motor Company. Also coming up in this hour, we're going to be going out to Pebble Beach where the Concours is underway, and we're going to check in with the president and founder of the Automotive Fine Arts Society. Coming up in hour number two of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, we're going to pop the hood and have one of our regular contributors, ASC certified mechanic Mark Evans, come aboard and take your listener calls. Telephone wise, here's the number, toll free from anywhere in North America. It's 855-662-4261. That's 855-662-4261. Email Bob at BobLongRadio.com or Bob at AutoWorldRadio.com. Well, our very special guest is not only a single mother, she's also the official problem solver at Ford, and Ford is very lucky to have her. When she's not running triathlons, riding her Harley, or negotiating tough mudder obstacle courses, she is using her Michigan State degree in psychology to bring all sides together to solve problems. They call her the Queen of Innovation. And let's all welcome Alana Stranger to the airways of Auto World. Alana, thank you very much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Bob. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you very much for asking. Well, let's talk a little bit about your background. It sounds like you've been a car person all of your life. How did that start?
My dad was a mechanic growing up, so we always had things going on at the house with cars and trucks and tinkering and stuff. And he became an engineer, and I went to school, and he asked me to come to work with him over one summer answering the telephones. And he was building the next heavy truck at Ford, which was called the Aeromax at the time. This was in 1990. And as soon as I got into the office and saw these big, huge clay models of these trucks, I was hooked. So I knew that's what I wanted to do.
Excellent. And you're a Harley enthusiast.
I'm a Harley enthusiast. Yeah, I don't have a bike right now. I sold my last one to actually the styling studio manager on this truck, Brad Richards. And he turned it into a cafe racer, and it won a ton of awards. So I asked him for it back, and he said no.
Very good. Let's talk about how your degree in psychology really helps in bringing a program forward like the 2015 Ford F-150. You're dealing with lots of folks on the F-150 team, engineers, marketing folks, and other folks. Tell us a little bit about how you use your psychology degree to your advantage and to help bring everybody together.
Yeah, psychology degree is really, really important here, I found, although it seems out of place. The engineers and most of the program people are very technical, and this challenge on this truck in particular was a very technical challenge. So getting technical people to speak to each other is often difficult, and most of the time the failure in communication is thinking that it actually occurred when it didn't. So my job is kind of just to bring all these people together and re-speak to each other what I hear them saying and try to align everybody going in the right direction.
That sounds great. It's fascinating, the work that you've done with the F-150. Let's talk a little bit about this game-changing vehicle that was unveiled last year at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit and really set the automotive world on fire with its aluminum body panels and other state-of-the-art features. But when the vehicle rolls into showrooms, folks, consumers, they're going to be blown away with all the cool innovations and features that you have integrated into the vehicle. Let's talk a little bit about where you got some of those ideas. Did the present-day F-Series owners chime in with a lot of suggestions? Where did some of these ideas emanate from?
Absolutely. The present-day customers chime in. We talk to them on several different occasions at customer clinics. I personally speak to them on a very ad hoc basis. I spend a lot of time actually sitting at the contractor area of the Home Depot and Lowe's and all those places and looking at how people load up their trucks and talking to them about what they like, what they don't like, what they're looking for. When we went through the process of how to innovate the truck, right at the beginning of the program, we discovered that if you look back in time, the truck is really an evolved cart. And the wooden cart from the ancient days where people were, you know, hauling these carts, and then horses started hauling these carts, and then we had, you know, engines hauling these carts. Everything is different except for the fact that there's still this rectangular box. So we knew we had to focus on why people buy a pickup, and that is to move cargo and to move it more flexibly and farther and in better ways.
And certainly the pickup truck in general has come a long ways in a relatively short period of time. When you look at the success of the Ford F-Series, the F-150 is the best-selling vehicle in all of the United States and has been for many, many years.
Yeah, I think it's really important to note that a truck is the best-selling vehicle. It's not the best-selling truck. It's the best-selling vehicle. And that says a lot about our culture and about the society. Americans really value the truck as an icon because it facilitates the American way of life, and that's a big, huge expanse of space, you know, driving hundreds of miles a day and being able to do that comfortably and in a way that is very efficient is really important.
I know you have a really cool quote that was sent to me about the fact that we are people building trucks for people so that they can help other people. It's important to remember that social aspect, and that's a point that a lot of people don't realize.
That is what drives me. As a person in this company in particular, this company, Ford, is very people-oriented. It's a very positive leadership culture, and I feel that the F-150 customer keeps the American economy going, right? So as housing rises, so does the truck. The truck people are the people that are repairing our roads. They're the ones that are fixing our plumbing. They're building our houses, and that whole thing is cyclical. The better they do and the better they can do their job, the more profitable, the more economically stable we become as a country. So for me, the F-150 customer is it's very personal for me, and we are people here building and working and solving problems every day so that the lives of the people who drive our trucks can be better.
That's great. Our telephone number, if anybody has a question for Alana, is 855-660-4261. We're telling you all about the Game Changer from Ford, upcoming, the 2015 F-150, and we're going to tell you about all the cool innovations that Alana has had a significant role in getting in this vehicle. Let's begin by talking about putting a remote control on the tailgate. This seems like a no-brainer, but up until now, no one has done it.
Yeah, that's we've come across a couple of those, like the standard interface, the pickup box. So SUVs have that lift gate that swings up, and that's, you know, very, very useful. But the trucks have never had that. And oftentimes when I'm doing my research and, you know, watching people load things into the truck, you know, they're fumbling around. They're putting stuff down so they can take their tailgate down and put stuff in it. So I said, well, wait a minute. You know, why can't we make this easier? We should be able to just, you know, click our fob and have the tailgate come down. And so, you know, the engineers got to it, and that's what we have.
That's great. Another very cool innovation is the fact that you have installed lights on the interior sides of the pickup truck. When we come back from the other side of the fence, other side of this commercial break, we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about one of your favorite systems called the Box Link. We're telling you all about the Ford F-150 for 2015. Don't go away. We'll take a pit stop, and we'll be right back after these important messages.
right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
We're back live all across North America with the queen of innovation at Ford, Alana Strager, who is telling us all about the Ford F-150. She just told us about some of the cool innovation that we're going to be seeing in this upcoming model for 2015, including the remote control tailgate. But before the break there, I was asking her about another very cool feature, and that's putting lights on the interior sides of the pickup bed. And Alana, as you said to me a little bit earlier today, it is so true. So many people put tonneau covers on their truck, and when they do, the normal lighting just doesn't cut it.
Right.
And even during the day hours, right, the daylight hours, you can't see inside of your box unless you have some other kind of light there. So we put the light there, and we also put a switch into the box based on some customer feedback. They didn't really want to have to go back inside their truck to turn the light on. They wanted to be able to turn it on locally. So there's that switch right there, and anytime you need it, it's available.
Let's talk about the box link system. I know this is arguably your favorite. Is it indeed your favorite feature in the upcoming F-150?
The box link is by far my favorite. And the reason why it's my favorite is because it's one of those where you stated earlier, Bob, that you can't believe we haven't done this yet, right? It's so hard to look at this for me now and say, how can we not have had some kind of standardized interface for the pickup box? We have standardized trailer hitches. In 1972, we made that a standard 1, 1.5, 2, 2.5. We have standardized fuses, standardized headlamps, you know, bulbs and wipers you can get at Kmart or anywhere, right? That's to facilitate the customer being able to go anywhere, wherever they are, and get replacements. So when we looked at this, we said, okay, how can we standardize this and not make it so they have to buy a Ford something to go with it? It doesn't have to be, you know, a specific something. And that was looking at, you know, what do people tie down? And this E-Track came into the picture every single time we were looking at how you tie things down. If you're at Home Depot and looking at the trucks and the inside of the trucks, they have this big rack. It has all these slots in it, and these different types of cleats that go into it, trailering motorcycles or trailering vehicles. When you go get something moved to your home from Art Van or wherever, inside there's this track, and they use these cleats. So we wanted to make something that was very functional for our customer, which is the cleat that goes into this plate that is backed by this hugely reinforced Boxside inner. And then if you didn't want to use the cleat and you wanted to use what you normally use in your trailering, so it'll be, you know, compatible with what you already have, you can stick your E-Track cleats in there. It's kind of is used as an E-Track, what they call E-Track single. So I love the fact that we facilitate the customer to use something that's already there, that already exists. It's benign. It's not, you know, costing them any money to, and we stack that up with a side of a box, which no one else has, right? It's so hard to predict what the customer wants to do and where they're going to do it because the trucks are infinitely customizable, that having a box side that's reinforced to allow the customer to do what they need to do, how they're going to do it without knowing what that is a huge home run, I think, for us and for the customer.
Oh, absolutely. Huge home run. That's going to be so widely popular, and no doubt other manufacturers are going to try and emulate it. Let's talk about the next generation tailgate step. This is something small, but it's something very important.
Yeah, the tailgate step was very popular. It was the innovation of the year at the time that it came in. And we just evolved it, I'll say. You keep making next generation progressions with it. And this one, we met with the styling studio on this, and we wanted to make sure that we had the most aerodynamic tailgate surface, as well as having a seamless tailgate step, so you don't have to have it or deal with it at all. That's one of the things that I pride myself on, and this team in particular, is make sure that when we solve a problem, we don't create another frustration. So if you added storage to the side of the truck, for example, then you lessen the space in the truck so that other things didn't fit, that would become frustrating. If you have a tailgate step that's really, really super great, but it's terrible for aerodynamics, or it's clunky, or it's, you know, hard to pull out, then you haven't gone the extra mile. So this one goes the extra mile. It's completely invisible at the top. You push a button once you put your tailgate down, and then the step ejects, and then there's a handle like the old one.
Oh, that's great. The vehicle also has some other really cool electronics, including something that we see in a number of other Ford products, and that's Active Park Assist. It's never been utilized in a pickup truck before, and certainly when it comes to parking, there's probably no vehicle more difficult to park than a pickup truck.
That's exactly right, Bob. So Active Park Assist is something that you've seen and people are familiar with, but doing the electronics and figuring out the torque angles and all that stuff in a huge, huge vehicle like the F-150 was a big deal for our team, and we had somebody at the helm there, Jennifer Shaw, who's just incredible. Was able to do active park assist and blind spot monitoring with cross traffic alert, There's some other really great technologies with the 360 camera and then towing and hitch assist. So, I don't know that the customer understands that just translating that from a very small vehicle into a very large truck, mm-hmm. can actually park itself, is quite a big deal.
Yeah, it's a lot more difficult to execute those type of innovations in a larger vehicle like a pickup truck. Another cool thing, first for pickups, LED headlamps as well as LED side view mirror spotlights. And I love the story you told me a little bit earlier about the spotlights.
Yeah, the spotlights came directly out of customer research that we did. We did several clinics. And we showed a light on the side of the vehicle, and it was hit like a huge hit, gangbusters. Everybody could find a reason why they needed that. Primarily, people want to be able to illuminate the side of their vehicle for setting up a campsite or when they're on the side of the road trying to fix a tire, and they don't want to have their headlights shining in oncoming traffic. They don't want their headlights shining in somebody else's campsite. And this allows you, and it's one-sided, right? You can do the left side only, you can do the right side only, you can do both of them. And also ranchers had said it was huge for them to have a light on the side of the vehicle instead of holding up a flashlight while they're trying to drive so that they can survey their fences on their ranches without disturbing the animals and just still locally check it out, make sure everything's going okay and no one's, there's no animals that are hung up or whatnot.
Oh, that's great. Other firsts for pickups that we can look forward to in the all-new F-150 include inflatable rear safety belts, 8-inch productivity screen, and an all-new EcoBoost engine. This one is 2.7 liters in size, and it has the auto start-stop feature, which helps save fuel economy. So this vehicle is just chock full of firsts. I mean, if you added up the number of firsts for pickups, I mean, we're in double digits before you even begin.
Yeah, I think that my definition, as I define an innovation, not as you find it on the Internet, but I define it as six times better than what we currently have or the current state. And I would say that this truck, in and of itself, is an innovation in everything that it does and how it does it with the aluminum, with the EcoBoost engine, the 2.7 rocks. I love that engine. If you don't need to tow a lot, that's the right engine, and it gets great fuel economy with the innovations that we've come up with, the box link system that, allows you to use standard interfaces. All this stuff makes it in and of itself quite an innovation.
And you are indeed a very valuable member of the Ford team. And it's a pleasure to talk with you here, the queen of innovation, Alana. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Bob. A pleasure.
We'll take a pit stop and then more around the bend.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. With one phone call, you'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. It's a free service, so call now.
Call now, 800-582-7585, 800-582-7585.
Haynes, the worldwide leader in vehicle repair information for over 50 years, is now available in an electronic format. With Haynes Manuals Online, you get all the trusted content of a Haynes printed manual, but with added features including over 750 color photographs, color wiring diagrams, and videos to help you do the job right. They're formatted for all electronic devices with over 180 titles to choose from. Every Haynes Manual Online is written based on a complete teardown and rebuild of the vehicle. Be sure to check out Haynes.com.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer. at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. I still appreciate you being with me each and every week at this very same time on this very same radio station, or if you prefer listening online. Certainly our network has incredible internet connectivity, gcnlive.com. Check that out, as well as coming back soon to a project of mine called AutomotiveRadioNetwork.com. But we're scheduled to be joined in this segment by Ken Eberts from Pebble Beach. Pebble Beach, the Concours event, is going on right now as we speak on the 18th fairway at the Pebble Beach Golf Links in Monterey, California. And the Automotive Fine Arts Society, they only display in two events a year. One is in Florida in March, and that's the Amelia Island Concours. And the other one is out in Pebble Beach. And having been to Pebble Beach many, many times, I haven't been there the last two or three years, but they always have a gigantic display. And all the artists that contribute are truly remarkable. A lot of them are former car designers and, of course, enthusiasts. And these different artists use all different types of mediums. Some of them do watercolor, some of them do oil, some of them do sculpture, some of them do very unique ways of presenting automotive art. So we hope to catch up with Ken Eberts. Meanwhile, did you hear the big news coming out of the Monterey Peninsula in the last few days? It actually happened on, I believe, Friday at an event called The Quail. The folks at the Bonhams Auction Company set a new world record for a car being sold at auction, not only here in the United States, but in the entire world. It was a Ferrari, a very rare Ferrari racing machine from the early 1960s, and it sold for, are you ready, $38 million. Just a mind boggling number, an insane number, to be honest with you. I remember not that long ago when, you know, vehicles went for a million or two or three or four. I was at an event once when a Shelby Daytona Coupe out in Monterey about 10 years ago went for about $6.5 million. The whole place was electric. Everybody was standing on their feet, clapping and applauding. I mean, it was an unheard of amount of money to pay for a vehicle, but the last couple of years, we've seen some really outrageous sums. Last year at the Monterey event, there was a Ferrari sold also at the RM auctions for about $27.5 million. That was the Ferrari, what they call the Nart Spider. The folks at Bonhams sold a car, a Mercedes-Benz racing machine, for more than $30 million over at the Goodwood Festival of Speed. That was last year, but this is an all-new record set at the Quail, just on Friday, $38 million paid for that Ferrari. Joining us now from where all the action is going on right now at Pebble Beach on the 18th fairway of the Golf Links, where the Super Bowl, the World Series of Concours events is underway, is the founder and president of the Automotive Fine Arts Society. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program Ken Eberts. Ken, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thank you very much. Doing great. We're having a great day here. The clouds parted for a little bit. The sun came out, and I bet we have 20,000 people walking around. The cars and a good percentage of them are coming through our Automotive Fine Arts Society tent.
That is wonderful. I haven't been out to the event for the last couple of years, but I really miss it. I have a young daughter, so I'm kind of putting family first for now, but hopefully I'll be back out there soon. But it's one of these events I always tell Ken folks that if they have an automotive bucket list, so to speak, at least once in their lifetime, they need to go to Pebble Beach Sunday and soak up all the things that you're seeing right now. I mean, just the field of automobiles and the folks in attendance, it's like nothing else.
You're going to see cars that you've never seen anywhere before. I mean, they get cars from all over the world, a lot of one-off cars. Once a car has been shown here, it's not shown again here unless it's been re-restored. So it's almost a new, totally new show every year. There's lots of other things going on for the whole week. You know, the vintage car races at Laguna Seca. There's the Bonhams auction, the Quail auction, the Quail Concours, the Gooding auction, on and on and on and on. Ocean Avenue Concours. There's something to do. There's probably five things to do every day for a whole week. and one of them is our AFS show, which is comprised of 25 artists from all around the world who specialize in automotive art, all kinds of different arts, some sculpture, some impressionism, some photorealism. Some of us like to paint American cars, maybe from the 50s, and some of us like to paint P4 Ferraris. We got all different interests in cars and it shows in the subject matter. But we have a great time. We sell a lot of art to people here that come here, both car owners and auto aficionados that collect automotive art. And we're having a great time. You know, so hopefully everybody else is too. And you're right. If you've never been to Pebble, you got to experience it just once. It's expensive, but it's not totally out of the question. If you save for a year, you could probably buy a ticket.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of those things that you just got to save up for and do. Ken, as you noted, a lot of the artists that are a member of the Automotive Fine Arts Society use all different mediums, and you yourself are such a talented artist. Tell our listeners around North America a little bit about some of the paintings that you have done this year for Pebble and some of the stuff that's on display right now.
Well, we have a rule that any painting that's in the show has to be in our catalog. And the catalog information is due. This sounds ridiculous, but I'll make it work. The catalog information is due July 1st. Well, I didn't have any paintings done. And July 1st, I had to have a title, a size, a price, and a medium for the catalog. So I figured, well, I was a little short on time this year. I had about 2 months to do my artwork. So I couldn't do a real complex background because I do very photorealistic work. So I decided to call one piece black and then the other piece white, and it would be one would have a black background, the other would have a white background, just plain flat paint. So then I decided to make it even a little bit more interesting, and I did a black car on a black background and a white car on a white background. Well, thinking a little bit more, Maserati was celebrating their 100th anniversary, and their racing colors were white with a blue stripe, so I ended up painting a birdcage Maserati, white birdcage Maserati on a white background. And then for the other one, since I did a race car in white, I did a race car in black. And black really shows off the body lines of a car really extremely well. And so I did a P4 Ferrari, which I think is probably the most beautiful race car ever made. I was fortunate enough to sell the black P4 painting to a Ferrari enthusiast. And a lot of people really liked it. You asked that what medium I do. I use a very traditional medium. It's water-based. It's called the designer's gouache. And I also use some traditional water, transparent watercolor on 100% rag double-weight illustration board. And I use the Winsor & Newton Series 7 brushes that basically have been used for hundreds of years. So very traditional medium, but I can delineate textures. You know, I can make it look like chrome. I can make it look like leather. I can make it look like a vinyl top. I can make it look like whatever is a rubber tire or tread with those paints real easily, because that's what I learned how to do when I went to the Art Center College of Design to learn to become a car designer. Back then, we didn't have any computers, so you basically had to be an artist in order to show your ideas to, like, product planning committee who actually chose which designs to produce. So, we have other artists that, you know, just sculpt in wood. You know, Dennis Hoyt sculpts in wood. Richard Petruska sculpts in fiberglass. Tony Sikorsky does a variety of different mediums in his sculpture, and Bruce Wheeler does, he hammers out and solders tin.
Wow.
So we got all kinds
of
things.
Hold that thought, Ken.
Yeah, sure.
When we come back on the other side, we'll talk lots more about the Automotive Fine Arts Society live from Pebble Beach.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Attention all listeners, are you ready for a free stock market webinar with PhilsGang.com?
Hi, I'm Phil Green of Phil's Gang. Learn to adapt September 13th to the Federal Reserve low interest rate stock market. No longer do we have a stock market, but a market for your individual stocks. Using the Phil's Gang charting system empowers you where you influence the outcome of your investment, short or long term. Learn to adapt to invest efficiently, intelligently. That's September 13th.
Join us September 13th at 12 noon Eastern for the PhilsGang.com free webinar valued at $75. Phil's Gang hosts Phil Grandy and Donald Cogswell will teach you how to adapt to this ever-changing stock market. This webinar will cover all stock market trading, all investing skill levels. You will learn how to protect your principal in this Federal Reserve-controlled low-interest rate market by identifying moves before they happen. To attend this free webinar, enter promo code AUTO. That's A-U-T-O. Go to philsgang.com. That's philsgang.com. Call 877-600-4264. 877-600-4264.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a big Berkey water filter? We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey Water Filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hi, I'm Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Well, watch out, man. How you drive that Cadillac there? I'm telling you.
Ken Ebert, the founder and president of the Automotive Fine Arts Society, is joining us live from Pebble Beach, the Concours d'Elegance, which is going on as we speak on the 18th fairway of the Pebble Beach Golf Links. And Ken has been telling us all about the AFAS display there and some of the different artists. And Ken, you talked about some of the other folks, including Dennis Hoyt, who I understand had a couple of very unusual sculptures that he was showing off brand new at Pebble Beach this year.
He had three that I can remember. One was a new Mercedes piece. I think, what's that? The new one that stemmed from the gull wing a few years ago.
SLR. Yep.
Yeah, the SLR. He did a piece of that. Well, he doesn't do the whole car. He sort of does the essence of the car. It might start with, you know, like a front fender and then kind of go into a free-form sculpture. He did that one, and he did two Aston Martins and then a Formula One car. Relatively small. And last year he did a piece that was probably 18 feet high. These pieces are more, you know, a coffee table, fit comfortably on a coffee table, but they're pretty dramatic pieces. Dennis is from Oregon, but we've got artists from, Stanley Roses from France, we've got Barry Rowe from England, we've got Klaus Wager, who's from Austria, Jay Coker from Canada. We've got artists from all over the world, so everybody has got a different take on cars. Some guys paint American cars, as I said. Some guys strictly racing cars. Some guys strictly old racing cars.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes a real interesting show. It makes a real interesting group of artists. Go ahead.
As you were telling our audience a little bit earlier about going to the art college to become a car designer, and you yourself were a noted car designer for many years. Tell us a little bit about those years of your life.
Well, I wasn't that noted, and I didn't work it for too long, but right out of Art Center, I got an offer from GM, and I got an offer from Ford. I'd say at least 75%, if not more, of the car designers, maybe even up to 90% of the car designers in the world, are graduates of the Art Center College of Design. But I chose Ford and went back to Ford, and I loved it back there. I was there for 2 years, which isn't very much. but I was pretty young at the time, and I was antsy to do lots of things, and I got spoiled by California a bit. And so I moved back to California and worked on the L-1011 interior, the Lockheed L-1011. But
oh,
back
wow.
to Ford, when you first started at Ford out of college, they had a program where they moved you around to different studios. They had six different studios, and you'd stay 6 months in each studio.
Yeah.
And that would give you time to get a feel for what you like and also give them time to get a feel for what you could do. But I worked on the second generation Cougar, the one that kind of had like an S-curve on the side.
Mm-hmm.
I worked on the Continental Mark III, which came out in 1968. I worked in truck interiors where I did the second generation of the Econoline Club Wagon vans and Australia and Falcons. Trying to think what else. I worked on production Lincolns, not Lincolns, Mercurys and Galaxies, you know, like the big Porter sedans they used to produce, like the Marquis and the
sure.
LTD. So I never did get to work on Thunderbird or Mustang. Probably if I stayed a little longer, I would have got to work on that. But it was the design by committee. Back then, very few designers could take credit for a full design, but you certainly could take credit for a piece of the design. But, you know, just we're kind of cohesive, so everybody had to kind of work together. If one guy did the front, the other guy did the rear, and nobody had any contact with each other, it'd be a strange-looking car. So it was a learning experience, and I really enjoyed it. All the designers were car, you know, enthusiasts like myself. And it was really exciting. You know, ever since I was a little kid, I got Motor Trend, you know, and Car and Driver and Road and Track and waited for the new cars to come out and went down to the dealers and got the brochures, which I still have all that stuff. But I remember my first day going into Ford and just walking down the hall and getting to personally look at all of these, you know, cars that were going to be coming out two or three years from now. I mean, that was really an exciting day.
Of course. The Automotive Fine Arts Society was founded back in 1983 by yourself and a group of artists and still is going stronger than ever, and it's Pebble Beach and Amelia Island that each year that you guys display, but the Pebble Beach event, I would imagine, is the one that really you guys go all out for, as you mentioned
this
a little bit.
Yeah, this is our strongest event. We have our biggest presence here. Lincoln is our sponsor, and they provide us with a 60 by 90 tent that's quite high and has lighting tracks all the way around. So the entire setup is very, very, very professional. I mean, it's as good as any gallery you're going to see anywhere. And we have probably more artists of our group that display consistently every year here. We usually have at least 25 artists. We also have some guest artists and some associate artists. Amelia Island is a great show. We have a little bit smaller presence. Mazda's our sponsor back there. And our tent's a little smaller, and maybe we'll have a dozen to maybe 15 artists back there.
Mm-hmm.
But Pebble Beach, I mean, people are from all over the world. There's unlimited money walking around. So if they like what they see, they can buy it. So it's a good place to be. There's a lot of inspiration out in the field for things to paint, too.
Yeah, I can imagine.
It's a great venue, and I mean, I was sitting in a restaurant in Carmel, you know, on Tuesday, and you know, just driving by the window of the restaurant, you know, just like an everyday car, was a Ferrari Lusso. I mean, where you can just chuck food. And it just parked on the street, you know, and like a regular car, you know, didn't even sweat it, you know. I mean, I take my new Mazda 2, and, you know, and I park in the back of the parking lot, so I'm not going to get a door ding. It's $1 million Lusso and just parks it on the street. But it's all kinds of fun, just looking around, see what's driving around town. You never know what you can see. You saw all the latest McLarens, you see concept cars, you know, I mean, you can't imagine what you're going to see until you see it. There's just something everywhere.
It's a real
exciting week.
It really is, and like you said, you walk downtown Carmel and you'll see all these exotic cars, you know, parked as if there were Toyota Camrys. Instead of that, they're brand new Ferrari LaFerraris or the brand
yep.
new.
I saw a couple of kids that did an early morning stop at the bakery to pick up some pastries to go back to the hotel or house that they were renting, and they were driving a Murphy body dual caliphate in Duesenberg. they couldn't have been more than like 18, 20 years old. So
Daddy
let him drive it, but it was a thrill to watch him as much as they were probably having a thrill driving the thing.
Oh, that's fantastic. How can folks find out more information about the Automotive Fine Arts Society online?
We do have an online magazine that's called AFAS Journal. So if you just Google that, AFAS Journal, it's more to the title, but that'll get you there, even if you just did AFAS. And the issue about this show will be coming out sometime in September. We have a new issue each 6 months. And we feature artists other than AFAS also in the magazine. It's a pretty neat magazine. It's basically like a Modi Trend of Automotive Art or a Car and Driver of Automotive Art. There's a lot of interesting things to read. I recommend, you know, your audience, if they're interested in cars and especially if they're interested in automotive art, check it out. You know, and it's free.
Absolutely. Check it out. And also another good spot to log on to is autoartgallery.com. You can check that out. And it was all these cars going for record dollar amounts. I can't believe that Ferrari over at the Quail sold for $38 million. If you can't afford anything like that, and very few can, you can certainly afford to collect fine automotive art. More and more people are getting into that, Ken, which is great news for you.
Yeah, I had another interview with Motor Trend magazine a little while ago, and he asked, you know, well, what kind of price range do you have? Well, I mean, we started $20 prints, you know, and go up to $50,000 paintings and everything in between. So you can get prints from $20 to $600. You can get originals from probably $500 to, you know, $50,000, you know, occasionally we get pieces that are even more expensive than, you know, like something by Peter Helf or a very large sculpture by Dennis Hoyt might be $100,000. So we got something for everybody, and we even give out things free. You know, give out free magazines.
Absolutely.
Is that my cue that you're going away now?
That's going to do it for this hour, Ken. My best to you. Have fun. The best of shows should be coming up soon, and hope to see you at either Amelia or Pebble next year, live and in person.
We'll look forward to it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you. There he is, Ken Ebert, the founder, president of the Automotive Fine Arts Society. I'm Bob Long. That will do it for this hour of Auto World.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.